pleasant good evening from Goebbels High School. Take on the Tigers in the Southwestern Athletic Conference game. Michael's our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us on the final night of the regular season. And it is a cool night, to say the least. The temperature is 45 degrees with a southwest wind of up to 20. And the sun pretty.
You want the Geico one?
Night, players and fans alike. It is November weather in late October. Duck Indians to this for the what they next week, as they have already clinched a spot. HSAA boys football tournament. It's a feeling that the Tigers would like to have. They need to beat Saugatuck. 5 for the playoffs at 5-3. They are a win-win play for the Magic number. So, having this game determine the Southwestern Athletic Conference's North champion. Goebbels will mean a berth in the state tournament. Saugatuck would love to be able to get a win over the Tigers in order to add to some playoff hopes and have the opposite of first round tournament champion. Here in Decatur, but it's a possibility for the Tribe to be able to get a first-round home playoff game. They will need to beat the Tigers tonight to do so. The Indians are coming off a very hard-fought at home. The Philadelphia against Pittsburgh. Don't be misled by that scoreline, as the Tribe had their hands full with the Tigers leading by only 1 point, 33-32. Can I bring out a high octane for attack? Good. Taking a Goebbels team lightly. The Tigers are coming off 4 straight victories after getting blanked home against Decatur. They came into the league and posted impressive 32-28, 69-0, 50-0, and 45-13 wins, including last week's win at Fenville by that 45 score. They are led offensively by a couple of freshmen. His name is Tyler Hunt. Just as Saugatuck is led by a freshman quarterback in Blake Dunn, so too are the Goebbels Tigers. Hunt is 5'10", similar in height to Dunn, who is also 5'10". Does a lot of the same things. He threw for 2 touchdowns last week. He ran for 2 touchdowns last week. He threw for 2 the week before in the win against Martin. So a similarity there. Their top running backs have been during the season. The Tigers' top runner on the campaign has been Devin Gildea, a 5'10 sophomore. He has averaged almost 7 yards a carry and has 9 rushing touchdowns on the season. So it is an attack that features a freshman. Tyler Furman, sophomore starting quarterback. Coach Jim Wisely has been very wise in guiding this Tiger team to a 5-3 report card. We'll hear from Coach Bill Dunn in a few moments. When we come back, we'll take a look at what has gone on this year with the Goebbels Tigers. As we count down to kickoff, it is Goebbels hosting Saugatuck. It's high school football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. The teams are meeting, the captains are meeting at the Senator Field. The Tigers did win the toss, and we are hearing that Jim Wisely has told his team to defer. So for the second half, Saugatuck will receive the football and defend the east goal to our left. They are clad in their all-white uniforms with royal blue numerals, orange trim, and the royal blue plain helmets with the stars for their awards and the orange grills. For the homestanding Goebbels Tigers, they are in their navy blue home jerseys with orange numerals outlined in white trim and orange helmets with the GT Georgia Tech symbol type their typical logo on each side of the helmets in the royal blue, and a white face mask for the Goebbels type. They'll be defending title again. They'll have a little bit of breeze even as we go in from press box here. As we mentioned, the Tigers are 5-3, but they got off to an inauspicious start, losing three of their first four games. And the only victory was a 40-20 Saugatuck did, and the Indians winning over the Wildcats on the road 59-6. Goebbels took care of them the following week 40-20. But just like Saugatuck, the nadir of the season came against the Decatur Raiders. While the Indians lost on the road by 7, in which they the Tigers just could not get their offense going here, and the Raiders posted a 27-0 shutout win. Raiders have been one of the strong teams defensively in the SAC all season long. The Tigers, they got to lead play, reprinting a 32-28 win over Bangor the following week, in which Tyler Hunt threw a 7-yard touchdown pass to a 7-yard touchdown pass to Nicholas Fenton. With a minute 59 left to win it for the Tigers, and it sprung them to a very long league run. Basement Dwellers, Bloomingdale, and Martin Fowler, and the hard-fought 45-13 win at Bentonville. Just like last week's game against Saugatuck against Bangor, which the scoreline was not reflective of how the game actually went. Tigers had their hands full with a very game. Blackhawk team last week. As we mentioned, Tyler Hunt, the freshman, will be the quarterback, but he has a lot of good weapons as well. Jamie Somerville perhaps is the leader of the team. He's a 5'7 senior. He's been able to do it with running, and like a lot of his teammates, very effective in scoring with defense. Each had fumble recoveries for touchdowns in the first two weeks. Freeland returned an interception for a touchdown 3 weeks ago in the win against Bloomingdale. And another play we haven't said much about, the 5'9 junior Kyle James returned a punt for a touchdown. So, indeed, the Tigers have been opportunists, not only on defense but also on special teams. In this series, Goebbels leads it over the Saugatuck 22-10-1. But in the Southwestern Athletic Conference here, in the last 10 years, which Saugatuck has been the first five, won the next five. Two that were scheduled here. 3 years ago, the Indians were supposed to play here. 09, actually, 4. So the Indians were Tigers could not didn't have at all, so the game couldn't be played here. And talk about maybe moving the game to Saugatuck went out the window when the Tigers said we don't have enough players to play, so it was a 2-0 forfeit win. 2 years ago, the Indians came here and beat up a young Goebbels team by a score of 56-6. Last year, more indicative of what we'll probably see tonight when Goebbels came to Jarvis Memorial Field and the Indians had to hold off the Tigers 33-27. It did not lead to a playoff berth for the Saugatuck Indians, unfortunately, but it did force a three-way championship tie with the Tigers, the Indians, and the Bloomingdale Cardinals last year. Last year, the Tigers were 8-3. 4-1 the SAC North, as we mentioned. They went to the district final when they lost in Coamo, Westphalia, 48-12. And Jim Wisely has been very wise in guiding the Tigers. He has guided them to 21 wins in their last 29 outings. And like the Martin Clippers, they are one of, I believe, three teams that do have a championship, a trophy in their case, a state football tournament championship. The Goebbels Tigers won it in 1984 in the Class D, defeating Crystal Falls North Forest Park 31-22. And they made two Division VII finalist visits to the Silverdome in 1999 and 2000. That's a brief look at the Goebbels Tigers. When we come back, We'll take a look at the Saugatuck Indians, and we'll hear from head coach Bill Dunn. Counting down the kickoff in Saugatuck and Goebbels on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Welcome back to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. The ninth and final week of the regular season is upon us as the Indians are in Goebbels to take on the Tigers. We'll head back to Goebbels High School in a few moments to bring you the action, but before the game, I had a chance to chat with athletic director and head football coach at Saugatuck High, Bill Dunn, and it doesn't seem like it was more than 2 months ago that we were chatting before the opener up in Montebello, and we're already nine games in, and so far so good for the Indians.
Yeah, season's gone fairly fast, believe it or not, but yeah, we feel real good where we're at 7-1 and going into our traditional great competitor, Goebbels. We always seem to fight for a league championship and the opportunity to play a second season in the playoffs. So we're excited. We feel very challenged with the Goebbels team, and we look forward to tonight.
It's almost as if last week's game against Bangor was perfect in terms of getting your team ready for a tough challenge, because for the Vikings, for at least one half, gave the Indians all they can handle.
I'll tell you, that first quarter, they hit some big plays and got us back on our, got us on our heels, and we had to make some adjustments, and one of those adjustments is adjusting to their great speed and athleticism, and you know, we adjusted well and came through on a positive.
Now, is that a situation with the way the Bangor plays is something that you just will not see on a regular basis? Or I know it's hard to predict what's going to happen after prior to the Sunday selection show, but is that something that is to be a lingering concern about some of the things that Bangor did?
Well, as a coach, my concern is always how will our kids adjust to speed? And Bangor certainly had that. We feel that we're pretty good speed-wise, and we've got some nice size. But when someone has additional speed, that's a great challenge for us. You know, they punched us in the mouth in that first quarter. But we adjusted, our kids adjusted, and I thought we played pretty well the rest of the game.
All right, let's take a look at tonight's opponent, the Goebbels Tigers, Coach Dunn. And as you mentioned, it's going to be another battle for the division title. Last year, the Bloomingdale Cardinals, along with Goebbels and Saugatuck, ended up in a three-way tie for the crown. Yes, Saugatuck has held its way against Goebbels, four victories and a forfeit win in the last five meetings. But outside of the last visit to Goebbels, none of them have been easy.
No, absolutely not. Goebbels is they're well coached. Their kids are great competitors. They compete. They compete hard. They're physical, and they're never going to quit. So, you know, we look forward to tonight. And you know, like I said, I've got great respect for their program and their coaches.
It's almost as if they are the gold standard that maybe some say now Saugatuck is in the SAC North, but for years and years, and Goebbels got a state championship in its trophy case. This is a program you want to aspire to if you're another team in the SAC North. Saugatuck, to a certain extent, has done so, but the Tigers are still very tough.
Oh, absolutely. When I first started coaching 10, 11 years ago, they were the premium. They were the top dog. And you know, my first or second year might have been my first year, and I said, how in the world are we going to compete with these guys? You know, and over the years we've gotten better and better. Our program is on the upswing at all three levels, and you know, I feel now we're one of those top teams, and competing with Goebbels is a great thing.
All right, what things are you going to need to do with your team in terms of what do you want to see the Indians do in order to get that eighth victory and to make sure Goebbels doesn't come back and rear its head in the playoffs, because one more loss and they're sitting at home in November?
Absolutely. They run a similar scheme, believe it or not. They've switched to the full house, so we'll see a similar scheme, what we're used to, what we run, what we're very good at. They will also spread the ball around a little bit. In a spread offense, shotgun formation, and they're going to play great defense. So, you know, the thing I'm real pleased about in the last several weeks, really since Decatur, is, I mean, I'd have to check it, but I don't think we've turned the ball over. So we've won that turnover ratio on the plus side, and obviously that's a good thing to do.
And it's one thing that Goebbels has done this year is they've scored off of turnovers, and keeping the ball will be a very key factor tonight.
Absolutely. Got to take care of the football, play great defense, do your assignments. When you play a full house wing tee offense, you got to do your assignments, do your job, trust other people to do theirs, and we'll do good things.
Soccer Talk Coach Bill Dunn, we thank you for joining us, and we look forward to bringing all the listeners action of Soccer Talk High football in Goebbels tonight. We'll talk to you after the game with our After the Game podcast. That'll be put up on our website at 927thefan.com overnight.
All right, thank you.
We'll return to Goebbels High School as we count down to the opening kickoff of the Tigers game against Saugatuck here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thefan.com.
Goebbels High School. This broadcast is made possible by authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools. It is intended for the private, non-commercial use of audience. Any rebroadcast or the use of the descriptions of the accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. We're close to kickoff. We'll have it next. Saugatuck and Goebbels on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thefan.com. Govia. 22 yards to 33-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 as we're underway. Their whole road white uniforms. Wide out to the right is Austin Phillips. And he has to come to quarterback the pistol. He'll have Segovia off of left guard. 35, 40, 45, 50. Got the left sidelines. 40, 35, 30, 25, 30, 50. 10-5, touchdown, Saugatuck Indians on the first play of the game, a 67-yard touchdown run by Alex Segovia. It was a counterplay. Everybody ran to the right and blocked to the right. Segovia went to the left, streaked down the left sidelines, and went down untouched for the 67-yard touchdown run. So Alex Segovia has put Saugatuck on the board, 6-0 for Segovia. His second rushing, eighth rushing touchdown of the season. A penalty marker is on. After the touchdown. The Indians out there out with that sprained ankle, and we'll explain about the
extra point.
We'll explain the circumstances of that momentarily. But the Indians will be forced to take a 2-point try from 18 yards out. The unsportsmanlike comes after the TD run, an uncharacteristically undisciplined penalty. So Dunn is into the pistol again, and he's back to throw. Looks left. Throws left. He wants to go for Webber, and he overthrew him a little bit too far. Incomplete. So the 2-point try is no good. But Segovia does score the touchdown. And he left with only 22 seconds into the game on a 67-yard run. The 2-point try is no good. And Saugatuck is assessed its first penalty in the game of 15 yards. So while we got a moment here, we will explain the situation involving senior place kicker Tanner Nutting. We thought that he was injured last week in the Bangor game by hit by what we call a torpedo. One of the men on the kickoff coverage team aiming to hit the kicker to try to, frankly, take him out. We saw that effectively the third week of the season, forced out with concussion symptoms, I should say. And we thought that was the situation last Friday night. However, after talking with the staff, and Tanner joined us in our studios on Wednesday, it was a case where he was trying to elude the torpedo, jumped up, and landed on his left foot or his plant foot awkwardly. And having done that myself, certainly I understand the sprain that it is. It is a second-degree sprain. And as the association footballers would say, he was doing a fitness test here at Goebbels High to see if he could give it a go, but could not do so. So he was in the crutches. And Coach Bill Dunn is hopeful of having him ready for the playoffs. So Blake Dunn is handling the kickoff for Saugatuck tonight. And the short kick, 45, and the man breaks through the first way. On the right sideline, 35-30, Blake Dunn finally trips him up at the 29-yard line of Saugatuck. A very good return.
Kickoff returned by Mason Lawson.
Mason Lawson,
Blake Dunn,
the sophomore. Return, and Bangor is setting a shot in very good territory at the Saugatuck 28-yard line. And it's 11:32 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Saugatuck with the lead on the 67-yard touchdown from Segovia. Now, Bangor has the ball at the Saugatuck 28, first and 10. A man in motion and goes to circle, tries to go right in. Down by Segovia, could clear the end really that well. Maybe a yard, depending on the spot, they're going to say no.
1 yard.
Yeah, it is going to be a yard gain to the 27, second down and 9 for for Goebbels at their own 27-yard line. Again, freshman Tyler Hunt at full house backfield, two tight ends, similar formation with Saugatuck runs for the blue-clad Goebbels Tigers. Moving right to left. Hunt barking out signals. Drops the ball. It's loose on the floor, and it's going to be covered by Hunt quickly as he got in front of
the Tiger backfield, covered up by Tyler Hunt.
Got in front of
on the play, third and 9 seconds.
One of the Indians. I think it was blocked that could have had it. No gain on the play and the botch handoff, so an inauspicious start. At least for the first two offensive plays for Bangor. No huddle offense as Hunt sets down the offense now on third down and 9. He's back to throw, rolls left, stops, throws a short pass, incomplete. He tried to lead Greenland on the left flat about the 25, had some room, but Jake Koenig was in the neighborhood. So the first third down challenge for Bangor comes short. Now, the Tigers don't normally put in placement kickers. They do not really have one of any reliability, so they are going to go for it. Fourth down and 9 from the 27. Spread offense, and in the gun is Hunt. Barking out signals. Tyler has the ball. Looks left, now looks right. Throws over the middle, incomplete. He was trying to find Jacob Tiller with a
flat. Jacob Tiller falls in.
And so it's four and out for Banger. And Saugatuck will set up shop first and 10, and they'll spot the ball at their own 27-yard line with a 10-10 to go here in the first quarter. So the first play from scrimmage was a 67-yard touchdown run by Allen.
Music is medicine, and we've got your prescription right here. The Lakeshore's 92.7, The Van.
Joe Koselski, the 6'4", 220-pound seniors at fullback. He's fought by Alex Anschutz, the 5'100. On first down, a handoff goes up the middle for Koselski. On the natural grass, he slipped. His knee hit the ground, and the play was immediately blown dead. It's a loss of
1 yard loss on the play.
One back to the 26, second down and 9. Andrew Block is the center, 6'1", 245-pound senior. Damian Waldo, a 6'4", 175-pound senior. And Cole Hartman, the 5'10", 190-pound freshman, are the guards. Cameron White, 6'3", 300-pound senior. Darren Holmes, 6'1", 260-pound senior, are the tackles. On second and 11, And Dunn keeps the ball up the middle, past the 30, past the 35 to maybe the 36-yard line. Faked the handoff right, then went to left behind the blocking of Waldo and Block. And he's finally knocked down at the 36.
That's a quarterback keeper. Game of 9 yards.
We'll call it 10, third and a long one at the 36 of Saugatuck. The ends for the Tribe. Austin Phillips flanked to the right. He's lined up as a tight end on the right side. He's a 6'185" senior. Joshua Shagway, the 6'275" senior, is to the left. On third down, the handoff to Segov, to Anschutz, and Alex was hit in the backfield and does not make it.
Off to Alex Anschutz.
Good, solid hit.
Dropped for a loss by Cody Martin.
Cody Martin.
A fourth and three to the Indians.
Was credited with the tackle from downstairs. Ball back to the 35, so Saugatuck on its first third down try was short. So we'll see whether or not the Indians are going to go for it, and it looks like they are. As we mentioned, Tanner Nutting, none available, so Blake Dunn is handling all the kicking duties, but he's in his T formation quarterback position, fourth down, and we'll call it a long two. Dunn, around left end, gets past the first down sticks, and finally is knocked down by Jacob Tiller, but not before he gets to the 39-yard line. It's a gain of four and a first down for Saugatuck on a fourth down attempt. So Jacob Tiller, the 6'2 junior,
hand off to
with the tackle.
The left side. Yardage good.
First and 10 for Saugatuck at their own 39-yard line. Indians in their T formation. 8:10 to go first quarter. 6-0 Tribe on a 67-yard touchdown run by Alex Segovia. On first down, hand off up the middle goes to the big fullback.
Hand off to Joseph Kosiewicz.
Joe Koszelski. Having said that name for 3 years, it comes off these tongues pretty well. Until this year, and tried to have me say Shashagway, and that was a problem. Gain of one on the play, second down and nine.
Correction.
For Saugatuck.
Carried by Joseph Koszelski.
Guys, it's Koszelski. On second down, Dunn rolls right, keeps it. 45, midfield. Knocked out of bounds as he gets the ball into Bangor territory. He's hit by Tyler Furman, the 5'10 sophomore, but not before he moves the down markers and gets a first down just on the Bangor side and midfield. That's a 10-yard gain and a first down for Saugatuck at midfield. Ball on the right hash. And again, we are playing on natural surface, and it has shown a little wear and tear. T formation, two tight ends for Saugatuck. Eight in the box for Bangor. Handoff goes to Segovia. Trying to go behind the block. White and Waldo, and not much there. Knocked down by Aaron Lane along with Mason Lawson. Lawson has to do some juggling a little bit. He wears 31 when he plays offensive position. 63 when he's on a defensive position. No gain on that run by Segovia. Second down and 10 from midfield. Clock running, though, and that's what the Indians want to do is keep the clock moving. Shashagway wide out to the left. Phillips wide out to the right. Two slot backs. T formation quarterback behind center is quarterback Dunn. In motion is Koenig. And it looks as if Koszelski moved too soon. He did a little stuff. Earlier this year, with Block.
Second and 15. Ball moving back to the right.
Dropped the snap. The ball had already been blown dead. Ball back to the Saugatuck 45. Second penalty for 20 yards against Saugatuck. It stops the clock with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Indians lead at 6-0 here in Goebbels. Second and 15 from the 45 of Saugatuck. T formation for the Indians. And Dunn is back to throw. Under some pressure. Hit in the backfield. Down he goes. Saccarino. Cody Martin, the 5'11 junior, the first to get him.
Drops
him back at the 34-yard line. That is a loss of 11. And that is something that the freshman Dunn is doing now that the senior Dunn will not do in 3 years.
Bring up a third down.
Know about the pressure and try to make sure you don't get the major loss.
34-yard line.
Third down and 26, I should say, at the Saugatuck 34-yard line. Indians 0 for 1 on third downs. Just Wes Weber, the 6'6", 180-pound senior wideout to the right. Two slot backs, and the pistol is done. Whistle blows before the ball is snapped. And delay a game against Saugatuck. So the Indians are shooting themselves in the foot. 2 5-yard penalties in this series of downs. Makes it now 3rd and 31 from the Saugatuck 29. They need to get the ball to the Bangor 40. I don't know if you can find a 31-yard play in your playbook. In the pistol is done. Similar formation. Quick toss to Weber. Throws it over the head. Incomplete. It's ruled a forward pass as Weber was about a foot ahead of Dunn as the ball was delivered.
Late Dunn pass. Intended
so
for
the Indians,
Weber falls incomplete.
Converted
down
a fourth down on the series, will not attempt another attempt of a fourth down try. And so Blake Dunn, who had to handle the punting chores in the loss at Decatur, is back deep to handle the punting chores again for Saugatuck. He'll be punting into a little bit of a wind. Two men are back. Dunn averaging 26 yards a punt. Waiting for the snap. Gets a good one. Short kick drifting to the right. It's in a Saugatuck roll in midfield. It's a good field decision for their second drive. 44 of Bangor. That is a 25-yard punt. Tonight because of the injury to Tanner Nutting. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Saugatuck leads 6-0. Bangor with a second position. They went 4 and out their first time. On first down, handoff goes to the fullback. Fumble on the play. Indians say they got the ball, and it looks like they do.
Here's Vreeland. Fumble on the play.
Vreeland was the ball carrier. Connor Rasmussen with the fumble recovery.
Over first attempt.
And Rasmussen gets the turnover, the takeaway. So the Bangor offense has not really been humming in this first almost 7 minutes. 5:08 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck with its third possession, leading 6-0. And they'll set up shop at the Bangor 45-yard line. Yes. I've been told. Yes, it is the Goebbels Tigers. Last week it was the Bangor Vikings. Sorry there. Apologize to our friends in Goebbels. Up the middle goes Koszulski. He's making Goebbels look like Bangor defensively. He goes up the middle to score a touchdown. He went off of the blocking of Cameron White and Damian Waldo for 5 yards. And the Indians have extended their lead to 12. 45-yard touchdown run for Koszulski. His 14th touchdown run. That'll yards per carry average going into the game. So, I go. Kick is a good one.
One
play, 45 yards, and it took just 8 seconds off the clock. Leads it 13-0. Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and O's. Visit the HSA website and get education for a variety of resources. Health issues, online courses, recognized by the Association Athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Bills are producer tonight. My name is Gary Stevens. We are at Goebbels High School where the two long runs, 67 yards by 45 yards by Joe Delta. And they 15-0 lead over the Bangor Vikings, who have actually they are minus one in total offense on 5 plays. They and then a fumble recovered by Rasmussen. It was taken back all the way for Tuck's touchdown. Kickoff. It's loose. Get up.
Fumble on the kickoff recovery.
In the football, the Bangor 35 with 4:55 in the quarter. Saugatuck 13, Goebbels nothing. Got to remember, we are in Goebbels. I see those Tigers in front of us. Julian tonight. Tied. The Pistons. Trying to go for Weber, and he's got it inside the 10. And Bob, nine. Al James. James at 5'9". Ball is going to be placed at 5 yards. A 29-yard touchdown. The inside. T formation back to the goal at the 5. Now Barking. Up the middle to the goal line and in. Touchdown, Saugatuck Indians. Second touchdown run of the game for Joe Kraszewski. This one from
2-point conversion.
From
first quarter.
This one from 5 yards out. And the Indians now keep that thing with. So the Indians have been very scoring their touchdowns. It is plays. Yard bumping on the kickoff. Good. But got it. Kentuck now leads it. Run to yourself. You're 45. One of West Southern Conference teams on this final night of the 2013 high school regular season. Of course, Lawrence playing for the playoffs. The Tigers hosting Battle Creek. 8 games. Lawrence has scored 1 point. Which game is in Hartford with win to get into the postseason, 5-3. Other showdown game in the sack tonight is in Lawton. Undefeated 8-0 and 3-0 in the sack. Both teams are headed to the postseason winner game as well. That's 3-50. In County. Bounces taken at about the 3rd yard line by Jamie Somerville and gets maybe about 3 yards by Banker.
Kick return.
Not insurmountable. They're now 20-0. Off the bat, 34-31 in the first. Goebbels has the ball. I apologize. First. Left. And they are his first carry of the 10. So. The 37-7 again. Who the Indians are seeing for the first time. Goebbels in the huddle. D formation. Had a lot of hopes. And now we have one of the tight ends. That's Brad Hawley. Missed the count. Long count by quarterback Hunt. And that's the first penalty against Goebbels tonight. Moves the ball back to their own 32-yard line. second down and 12 for the Tigers at their own 32. 3:53 to go in the first quarter. Again, we are at Goebbels, and Saugatuck leads it 20-0. On second down, Hunt with the keeper on left end. Gets around one tackle by Shashagway, but can't get past Austin Phillips. And he gets maybe back to the original line of scrimmage in the series of downs. That's a 34. Gain of two on the play. And Goebbels 0 for 1 on third down challenges is now facing another third down. This one third and 10 from the 34. Again, no huddle offense for Jim Wisely's Tigers. Full house backfield. The freshman Hunt at quarterback. Now sets down the offense and barks the signals. Hunt. Play action, rolls right. Has time. It is. He throws. He's got his receiver out of the backfield, Gildea. And Devin gets it off the right flat past the 40, but maybe to about the 42. Segovia with the stop, 2 yards shy of a first down on that reception. Fourth down and 2 from the 32.
Gain on the play brings up.
And we'll see if, again, Banger down by three scores. Will they go for it? Nope, they are going to go for it. Drop back in case he had to receive a punt. But now it's fourth down and 2. Second fourth down challenge for Banger. They'll try it again. They'll do the quick kick this time to make sure that there is no return. And Somerville gets a nice punt. It's going to roll dead inside the 20. So the quick kick, which was used a few weeks ago to try to keep Saugatuck from
quick
any return,
rolls dead at the Saugatuck 17.
It will be marked at the 17 for Saugatuck. So if you add, let's see, 8 plus 23, 4.5. So, yard line. Quarterback. Around right end to the 20. 20 penalty marker flies this one. This might be thrown on.
Side on a quarterback keeper. Penalty flag on the play.
The marker at the 36. Dunn got it to the 28. But it's going to be a holding call against Saugatuck to throw the fourth penalty. And
the Indians.
A little bit this year where the Indians are their own worst enemies. So the 10-yard penalty. Four penalties now for 35 yards. Back to the 16-yard line.
Holding.
So it's first down and now 11 for Saugatuck. The penalties have not really been a factor in the sense that it did prevent them from getting an extra point because it was an unsportsmanlike after the first touchdown. First and 11. Up the middle, Koshelski, 20-yard line, dropped at about the 22.
And off to Joseph Koshelski up the middle.
He's knocked down by Mason Lawson, the 5'11 sophomore. 22, it's a gain of 6. Reasonable. Distance situation, second and 5 from the 22. Indians on 2-long touchdown runs by Sylvia. Koshelski also punched one in from 5 yards out. 2:15 to go, clock running, first quarter. Dunn keeps it on a rollout. And one from the 25-yard line. They have to get to almost the 28. First one from the 20. Off left guard.
Tackle
the side. Solid. For the first third down, three drops. And on their own. Phillips. And most Dunn keeps slipping on the right side. He was trying to use hand shoots as a 1 to the 31, second down, and 9 from there. First quarter, ends with a 20-0 lead here in Goebbels. Went out to the right. Two men in slots. Dunn in the pistol. Man in motion. Dunn hands it to Segovia. And he slips on the ground. This was a similar play in terms of the counter. Everybody moving right and Segovia going left.
Left side.
And he slipped and lost yardage back to the original line of scrimmage in the series of downs back to the 30.
Third and 10.
But that should be the last play of the first quarter. So the Indians, capitalizing on two fumble recoveries and two long runs, will take a 20-0 lead after 12 minutes of play over the Tigers. You're listening to Saugatuck Talk High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. The Saugatuck Indians are, of course, headed for the state high school football tournament. You can show your support for the Indians. 2013 state playoff t-shirt. They're available at the high school main office for $10, $12 for double X and triple X sizes, of course. Indians trying to lock up their eighth win, quarter way in it, in terms of leading 20-0 as they'll begin the second quarter. Set third down and 10 from the 30 and Dunn in the gun, throws over the middle. He's got Webber, first down, past the 40, and Wes Webber. The pass, and he's down at about the 40 yard.
Yes, down.
After missing on their first three, their first two for third down challenges, a bit their last two. A bullet pass for Wes Webber on that one, and it'll be first and 10 for Saugatuck in their road whites, moving right to left or west east here at Goebbels High School with a 20-0 lead. First down, Dunn. Fakes the handoff, carries it right side. Penalty marker is going to be flown as Dunn goes down the right sideline and is out of bounds at the 35, but it's going to be thrown
right
against
side.
Damian Waldo, I'm afraid. Rodeo move there. And this will go back. Indians, their own worst enemy right now. They're going to be marked for their fifth penalty, third major of the game. Five penalties
for holding.
45 yards. Yes. 45 yards against Saugatuck.
Will remain first down.
So it'll be still first down, but the penalty moves the ball back to the 37, second and first and 20 from the Saugatuck 37. They've already had to overcome a 10-yard penalty on this offensive series. So this one now makes it almost insurmountable. See, it's first and 20 from the 37. Dunn, behind center, man in motion. Up the middle, Kraszewski. 40, 45, 50, midfield, 45, almost broke away.
And off to Joseph.
The last man to stop him, Kyle James. But a marker is down at midfield. So the Kraszewski 21-yard run might be wiped out by another Saugatuck penalty, and that's exactly what's going to be. Personal foul against six penalties, four majors. And now, at six penalties, 10, 20, 35, 50, 60 yards. Moves the ball back to the Saugatuck 40.
Saugatuck personal foul, hands to the face.
So it was a case of blocking with the hands to the face. Now, 20 years ago, you could do that. Can't do that now.
Remains first down.
So it'll be first down, and the Indians have to get the ball to the Goebbels 43-yard line. First and 27. Let's see what the Indians do here. In motion is Anschutz. Up the middle. Right tech. About 30.
I've been trying to click.
yards.
And now it's second and 22. Not anything to write home about, but at least a little bit more management. Just joined us. We have 10:31 to go. Clock running first half. Saugatuck leads it 20-0 here in Goebbels. Touchdown runs by Joe Koscielski and a touchdown run by Alex Segovia. The Indians, 6 penalties for 75 yards, and have all recovered 2 fumbles. Here's Dunn on the keeper, up the middle, to midfield, out of the open field, to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He will go all the way. Touchdown. Blake Dunn.
Blake Dunn, the quarterback,
went behind the blocking of White and Waldo. Once he broke the line of scrimmage, he was off to the races. And is a 65-yard touchdown run for Blake Dunn. And the Indians have extended their lead to 26-0. For Blake Dunn, that's the touchdown of the season. It's a ninth grader, and we talked about this before, about a ninth grader, a freshman, maturity, it's there. But the physical aspects of playing this many games, and a 10th one coming up, Dunn's extra point is wide right.
The extra point is wide, no good.
He's had to handle the kicking doors with Cameron Hutting having a tender ankle. So Blake Dunn on a 65-yard run completes an 8-play, 83-yard drive. And we're doing the quick math here. 4 minutes and 54 seconds. So Saugatuck has had 4 touchdown runs and a punt in its 5 possessions. Bangor has had a punt, held on downs, and a fumble on its 3 possessions. And Bangor has had a grand total of 7 yards of total offense so far in this game. Goebbels. I'm saying Bangor because they're playing like Bangor right now. I apologize. Goebbels and Jim Wisely saying, you know, we got to change. Maybe we need to wear red or something. I don't know. But the Goebbels Tigers are finding things confounded. The Indians have scored, and to a certain extent, this is starting to look like the Fenville game, in which the Indians struck on the second play of the game for a long touchdown, put Fenville on the back heel, and Fenville's coach said after the game, we could never get back into the game. Right now, Goebbels is staring at a 26-0 Saugatuck lead, and while there's plenty of time left, you know, 2 quarters and 10 minutes of the third here in the second quarter, they have some time. Dunn's kickoff bounces, taking at the 22-yard line. Run right, run left, fumbled football, and finally recovered. Kyle James.
Grabbed by Shane Henry.
Well, actually, Shane Henry, 24, not 34. No, it is 34. No, it is 34. Kyle James with the run. And what James was trying to do, he went right, and he's trying to see, saw maybe a chance to go left.
Ball resting at the 27.
As he cut back, he lost possession of the ball, and the bounce on it, it would have been a third takeaway by Saugatuck. First and 10, ball with 9:58 to go. Ball is on the Goebbels 28, and in the backfield.
Here's Freeland on the right side, dropped for a loss.
Freeland is going to be dropped for a loss. So from the Goebbels 28, it goes all the way back to the Goebbels 21. That's a loss of 7 for the Tigers, second and 17. And Goebbels is going to go to a spread. Hey, Bangor got major yardage out of this last week, so why not try it now? Delayed handoff and delayed results for Goebbels. I see block. I see Phillips.
And to Jamie Somerville.
Somerville gets it to about the 25. He's happy to do that. Third down for Goebbels. Tigers 0 for 2 on the third down tries. Wide out to the left, Brad Hawley. Wide out to the right.
Again on the play. Third and
is Jacob Tiller. In the gun is Tyler Hunt, the freshman. Hunt keeps it around left end. Is going to be pulled down from behind.
Austin Phillips had was not going to be fooled by that. He stayed with Hunt and got the grab, and down goes Hunt for no gain. So the homecoming king crowns the Tigers on that play at Austin Phillips. Now a more conventional punt formation. And Blake Dunn is standing at about his own 40. High snap, Hunt will try to throw for it, and it's incomplete. It was a high snap. Hunt was going to try to handle the punt, and he tried to throw the tiller after the ball went over his head on the snap. He sort of muffed it a little bit. Incomplete. Saugatuck holds, and they have the ball in a very good position at the Goebbels 25-yard line. First and 10 for Saugatuck at the Goebbels 25 with 8:17 to go in the first half. And Saugatuck with a surprising, and I'll be admitting, 26-0 lead. Nobody saw this coming. Three wideouts to the right. And the pistol is quarterback Blake Dunn. Quick toss to the right to Segovia, 25-20. Float up a little, down the right sideline to the 10, 5, touchdown, Saugatuck Indians.
The Blake Dunn pass completed to Alex.
Right side pass to
in for the Saugatuck touchdown.
Segovia, Alex did the rest, 25-yard touchdown pass from Dunn to Segovia, and the Indians have extended their lead to 32-0 with conversion coming. For Blake Dunn, his 13th touchdown pass of the season. For Segovia, his second touchdown reception. Dunn in for the conversion. Segovia will hold. Good field extra point. Very solidly booted
by Blake Dunn. Good.
So, with 8:08 to go in the first half, Saugatuck leads the Goebbels Tigers now by a score of 33-0. And again, nobody saw this coming. The Goebbels Tigers, again, as we mentioned, the Goebbels Tigers are enjoying a very comfortable lead right now. I mean, the Saugatuck Indians are enjoying that lead 33-0. The Tigers, in looking at their offense, minus one, fumble, plus eight, minus three. All right? 4 yards total offense for the Goebbels Tigers tonight. And the Saugatuck Indians have the lead of 33-0. 8:08 to go in the first half. At the half, we'll try to give you the numbers on this one. It's been all one-sided, or shall we say the field's been tilted in Saugatuck's favor. We'll also take a look at Saugatuck Athletics. And at the half, we'll also have the MHSA perspective. JJ's topic tonight, a football playoff primer. Indians are there. Goebbels has work to do to try to get there. They need to win tonight to get a sixth win. And right now they're staring down at the barrels of a 33-0 deficit. But strange things can happen in football, and Bill Dunn will be the first to admit he's not at ease with this score right now. Blake Dunn's kick bounces. It's taken at the 20-yard line. Up the middle, the return man slowed up and finally knocked down as he got to the 30. Maybe an extra hit or so. Goebbels looking for Goebbels fans baying for another penalty. They've had enough from Saugatuck. It's the only thing right now Saugatuck hasn't done well has been, you know, keeping the laundry off in the referee's pockets. So the ball will be marked on the Goebbels 30-yard line.
Ball spotted on the
7:58 to go in the
first and 10.
Half. Saugatuck with the lead, 33-0. Goebbels will send three men to the right. Behind center is quarterback Hunt. Indians fake blitz. Side official throws the flag, and Goebbels was shifting too much and shifted themselves into a penalty.
Ball start on the Tigers, 5 yards.
Second penalty against Goebbels tonight. Only 10 yards. Second minor penalty, I should say. So it's first and 15 from the 25. And again, 4 yards, unofficially total offense for Goebbels tonight. Saugatuck has been in command since the opening play from scrimmage. On first and 15, Pass on the left side, incomplete, as Hunt was rolling to his right, trying to toss it for Pierce Freeland in the right flat.
But second down and 15.
It'll be second and 15 on the incompletion. Now, on that particular play, we saw a little bit of maybe Tyler Hunt as a freshman. You throw as much with your feet as with your arm as a quarterback. You got to have good positioning, planting the feet, have them positioned right. And Hunt didn't have it on that play. Second and 15 from the 25. No huddle offense for Goebbels. They've been doing it all day. Some problems on the handoff, and not much there as five Indians are swarming around one of the Tigers. It just seems as if Goebbels is just out of step on offense.
Somerville,
maybe a yard to the 26. Third down and 14. Goebbels 0 for 3 on third downs. Again, no huddle offense. They'll look to the sidelines. Everybody goes to the wristbands. Remember when, well, I'll show my age in a minute, but if you know the name of Tom Manny, he was the first to have the wristband with all the plays. Oh, now we got a false start. Hunt called for the snap. The ball was not snapped, and it's another penalty. Jim Wisely,
false start on the Tigers,
who's in his
penalty.
Ninth season here at Goebbels. Pretty good mark, 44-28.
Back to the 29-yard line.
Back to the 21 it goes. Third down and 19. But he's just shaking his head. On third down, Hunt will keep it on the fake handoff, slips as he tries to cut off a right end. And
Tyler Hunt on a quarterback keeper.
He gets maybe a couple of the 23. So now it's minus three, I should say, on total offense for the Goebbels Tigers. Hunt is back to punt. Decent snap. And it's blocked by Damian Waldo. He doesn't know that he blocked it. Shashagway does. Covers in the end zone. Touchdown, Saugatuck. Joe Shashagway recovers the punt in the end zone. Damian Waldo blocked it. He didn't know that he did. Now he knows he did. The Indians have extended their lead. Shashagway with the punt recovery in the end zone for the touchdown. Damian Waldo with the block of the punt. 6:32 to go in the first half, and Saugatuck is about ready to put its 40th point on the board if Dunn can convert the extra point. Fumbled snaps, and Gobi is going to have to run it. And he's under some pressure. Tries to elude. Throws. He's got the segue, and he drops the ball. He caught it at the five, but then it got stripped out of him. So Gobi is the backup quarterback, and he has a presence of mind to try to recover. And Bill Dunn's the first one there to thank Gobi for at least giving him a good effort there on that extra point. And extra kudos, and the Indians are coming out as a team to congratulate Damian Waldo, who blocked the punt and got the touchdown. So the PAT is no good, and Saugatuck's lead is 39-0 with 6:32 to go here in the first half. I mentioned all the SWC games. I mean, the Indians have been scoring so much, I haven't been able to get to all the notes I have here. Again, Southwest Conference games tonight. Waterville and Lawton, that's for the South title, two undefeated teams there. Martin trying to avoid a 54th straight loss and in six straight years of winless football. I think they've lost 54. They're trying to stop 55. I don't know, but it's they're home against the Bangor Vikings, and it doesn't look good because Martin lost the game they thought they could end the streak with last week against Bloomingdale. Cardinals are at Fenville. Marcellus at Decatur, must-win game for Decatur. Raiders need a win to get into the postseason. They have five wins. Hartford and must win tonight. They're in non-conference play at home against Centerville. Lawrence, eight-man team, already into the postseason in that format. They're hosting Bent Creek St. Phillips. Tigers, 7-1. Here's the kickoff by Blake Dunn. And it's a nice return down the right sideline. And pushed out of bounds is Mason Lawson. But not before he returns the ball, I would say almost 20 yards.
Returned by Mason Lawson.
Lawson will return it to the Goebel's 43-yard line. So the Tigers in need of something to hang their hats on.
Tigers
with 6:26 to go in the first half, down 39-0. The Indians have hit them with the whirlwind. Hunt on first down, off of right tackle. Good second effort. Best play of the day for the Tigers. Off of right guard. And give full marks to Jamie Somerville. He bounced off one tackle.
5 yard gain.
5 yard run.
Tigers.
Now, you might say, well, you know, that's indicative of the Tigers' ineptitude tonight. They had a 5 yard run, their best play. But that was a good run by Somerville. He bounced off two tackles. He fought for those 5 yards. Second down and 5. Somerville again. Hit at the line of scrimmage.
And
down he goes. Not much there, if at all. Andrew Block. A block of granite on that one. No gain. Third down.
Down the play brings up third.
And 5 seconds. At the 48. 0-for-4 on third downs for Goebbels. They have been victimized by long plays. They have been victimized by block punts. They have had 2 fumbles recovered by Saugatuck. Oh, and now Aaron Lane, the 6'3 senior, jumped the gun. We're on one side of the press box. The other side is the Goebbels coaches. We can hear them slamming things all the way in our broadcast location. 4 minor penalties for 20 yards. 3rd and 10 from the 43 for Goebbels. In the spread is Hunt. Looks left. Throws left. Complete, but it's going to be maybe a 5 yard gain. Koenig was right on Pierce Vreeland as Vreeland got the ball at about the 48-yard line. Fourth down and 5. Goebbels down by 39-0.
8 yard game.
They're going to go for it here.
Fourth and five.
Hunt in the gun. He's back to throw. Looks right. Throws right and complete. He tried to find Gildea. He had the first down as he had a step on front of Segovia, but he dropped the ball, and that was a plain-out drop. So the Indians hold for the second time tonight on downs, and they'll get it in Goebbels' territory at the 48-yard line with 4:33 to go in the first half.
Saugatuck
leading at 39-0. Alex Segovia, 67-yard run on the first play from scrimmage.
This
is the tone for it.
50-50 raffle ticket.
Joe Koscielski, a 45-yard run, the first of his two touchdown runs. And the Indians were on their way. 1st and 10 from the 48, the handoff to Koscielski off of right guard.
And
about the 46-yard line. It's basically a straight off-tackle play. 2nd and 8 from the 46.
Tackle by Cody Martin.
But the way this game is gone,
seven.
And I think Bill will be the first
709.
Yes, Saugatuck has taken advantage of Goebbels' mistakes.
709.
Fumbles. They've controlled both lines of scrimmage. We're seeing men against boys right now, and the Saugatuck Indians are the men. On 2nd and 8, Koscielski up the middle. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He will get into the end zone, yes, but unfortunately, Laundrie's on the field again. This is going to wipe out a 46-yard touchdown run, and it's going to be an illegal block against Saugatuck. We have 2 flags on the play. The question is, if they're offsetting, that might be the best thing for Saugatuck. That will just make it again 2nd down and 8 from the 46 of Goebbels. Joe Koscielski just tosses his arms up saying, what can we do? What can Saugatuck do on the penalties? 6 penalties tonight for the Tribe. So they are offsetting penalties.
They have offsetting penalties.
Both teams got called on that one. So wipes out a touchdown, but it does at least
penalties offset, repeat.
Keeps that, you know, makes it still second and eight from the 46. But still, the Indians' line has just dominated Goebbels. And Jim Wisely says, I want to turn things over. First of three timeouts called by Goebbels with 3:43 to go in the first half. And Saugatuck leading it 39-0. Saugatuck Public Schools and the Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an educationally sound environment for children from birth through 12th grade. Through the efforts of dedicated staff members and a supportive school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck school staff provides for each student's unique needs, placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. Back here at Goebbels High School, Jerry Stevens with you, Eric Michaels, training Holly, one of our new staffers, to make sure everything runs smoothly back in the studios, and so far so good. We're glad you're with us for Saugatuck High Football. We'll be with you next weekend. We don't know yet. We will know Sunday night with the selection show of who Indians will play and where Indians will play. We're hoping to get a home game. I don't know whether or not they can, depending on schedule, the strength and schedule and all that. But they will probably be playing next Friday night. We hope it is, because we'll be able to bring it to you on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. So it's second down at 8 after the timeout by Goebbels. Ball on the Goebbels 46-yard line. Saugatuck with the ball in the 39-0 lead. Koszelski up the middle, past the 45, maybe to about the 43, stacked up there, and that's all he'll get.
Joe Koszelski up the middle.
So it's a gain of, we'll call it 4 to the 42. 3-yard
gain on the play brings up third down
and 4 from the 42. Indians need to get into the 38. Joe Koszelski with 2 touchdown runs. Alex Segovia, a touchdown run and a touchdown reception. Blake Dunn, a touchdown run and a touchdown pass to Segovia. And a fumble recovery by Joshua Shagway. Third down, it is Koszelski off of 2 tackles. Williams left to the 30-yard line. He'll move the stick.
And off to Joseph.
Finally upended by Devin Gildea along with Jamie Somerville, but not before Koszelski moves it to the 28 and the gain of 14 on the first down. Indians, after missing on their first 2 third down challenges, have now hit on their last 3. Whistle blows. The side judge coming over to one of the Indians, that's Koszelski. He may tell him you're going to have to sit out a play because of an equipment situation. The referee now looks at Koszelski. Joe says, I'm okay, but we're still having the meeting of the minds with the men in the striped shirts. Koszelski is given the call clear. Bill Dunn, before we get the play snap, Bill Dunn's going to go over and see exactly what the deal is with one of the officials, with the side judge there. Clock stop with 2:59 to go in the first half. Saugatuck leading at 39-0. They have the ball on the Goebbels 28-yard line, first and 10. Indians in their home road whites, blue numerals. And Koszelski will be asked to sit out of play. So Jake Koenig will come in to handle the fullback position, and he gets the play from Blake Dunn. Actually, Koenig will be halfback, and Alex Anschutz will be in the fullback slot. T formation behind Dunn. Penalty marker flies as Dunn rolls right. Tripped up, lost maybe a yard. Somerville with the head, but the side judge threw the flag as soon as the ball was snapped. So we'll see. We've had a lot of laundry here. We have to have a lot of time. An illegal shift will be called against Saugatuck. Maybe they'll use the dynamo. I don't know, but illegal shift against Saugatuck. But the case
preliminary is, signal against Saugatuck.
I think
shift.
Bangor says, well, we'll move them back 5 from the line of scrimmage, I think. Or will they call? No, they're going to decline the penalty. Illegal shift penalty is going to be declined. And that's the right play because Dunn lost a couple of yards to the 30 on that play. So take the play, move the down box, and the clock will be starting again. Second down and a dozen from the 30. Dunn in the pistol. 2 wideouts left, 1 to the right. Dunn looks left. Throws left. He's got Koenig at the 30. Koenig trying to get around two. Tigers cannot do so. He gets about the 28.
To Jacob Koenig.
Lawson and James.
Tackled by Brad Hawley and Shane Henry.
Second down. It'll be third down now. And back to the original line of scrimmage. Third down and 10 from the 28-yard line. Koshelski is still on the sidelines. Not certain exactly what for. But Anschutz is the fullback in this formation. And Alex got it up the middle, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Alex Anschutz stepping for Koshelski. Up the middle, 25 yards, 28-yard touchdown run, and Saugatuck extends its lead. Anschutz's sixth rushing touchdown of the season. And the Indians extend their margin. A six-play, 48-yard drive. It took 3 minutes and 2 seconds off the clock. Done in for the conversion, more laundry on the field. Illegal substitution, Saugatuck. Well, again, that's the only thing that right now Saugatuck hasn't done well. Penalties.
Dead ball foul, illegal substitution.
It'll be an illegal sub.
5 yard penalty. Retry the.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 penalties. 80 yards. I think. Lost track. We'll try to get track of it at halftime. Done for the conversion, 5 yards further deep. And he does get it. So the PAT extends Saugatuck's lead now to 46 to nothing. With 1:31 to go in the first half.
I'd like to announce that the Gobles Youth Wrestling
now,
Program
me a
is
second.
Beginning soon.
Okay. The scoreboard says 51.
It's free and open to all from kindergarten to 14 years old.
See.
And that clinic is beginning
Saugatuck,
Tuesday, November 5th.
20-0 Saugatuck.
6-7-30 in the high school.
33-0 Saugatuck.
More info available.
39-0 Saugatuck at 7:46-0. They've given us 4 points. Well, that's been, let's put it this way, it's been a first half to forget here at Gobles. I've been calling them banger for much of the first half, and frankly, maybe not a bad idea considering those their struggles. Even the scoreboard's having their difficulties. Gobles' offense has just been non-existent. They've been dominated at both lines of the scrimmage, and if the Saugatuck didn't have as many penalties as it did, this could have been even worse. It wiped out one touchdown on coincidental penalties, offsetting penalties. Blake Dunn will kick off again. Again, Dunn kicking off. Tanner Nutting on the sidelines, unable to play tonight because of a tender ankle. One of the Indians getting stretched out back on the other side. Here comes the kick from Dunn. At the 16-yard line is Kyle James. 25, 30, stacked up by Koenig, still battling, finally down at about the 35-yard line. Good 20-yard return by James.
Ball spotted on the Tiger 35-yard
line. Hold on, the Gobles 35-yard line.
I'd also like to remind you that
Tigers in the North
have
been playing with 1:21.
That runs from
to go in the first half
the until
Gobles can't get
PM.
The locker room fast
it
enough. It's 46 to nothing.
6 through 12
Gobles
grade.
With the lead.
Free pizza pop and game.
They've given Saugatuck an extra 5 points. I don't know where it came from.
Family Church.
Barking out signals is quarterback Hunt. The freshman's still in there. Keeps it on the delay. Up the middle. Finally gets the first down of the game for the Gobles Tigers. Passed the 45 to midfield. Good running there by Hunt. 15 yards on the first down. Their first down of the game coming with 1:14 left to go in the first half. Again, T formation. No huddle offense for the Gobles Tigers. Hunt, the freshman at quarterback. Hunt, again, keeps it off of right guard. Same play. Not as big of a result, but he does get the ball in the Saugatuck territory.
Off right tackle.
To about the 44-yard line, gain of 6 on the play. Second down and 4 for Gobles at the 44. Jim Wisely flashes the sign. You don't have, let's just say, it's not like you have three guys flashing signals like you have in the college. Second down. And Hunt around the right end. Cuts back, gets to the 40, and then spun around, tackled
right
by Phillips, but not before he gets to the 39 of Saugatuck in a first down. 27 seconds to go in the first half, and Goebbels will call their second time
out. Enough for a Tiger first down.
Second first down of the game in the finally clearing. So Goebbels now calls their second timeout after the 5-yard run. Ball in the Saugatuck 39-yard line. And again, just under 27 seconds to go here in the first half. And finally, they got the scoreboard right. It's 46-0. But it's been all Saugatuck. This is starting to have memories of 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the Indians came here. They thought they were going to have a battle on their hands. You know, it was a tough season. Actually, it was a tough season, but it was on their undefeated season. They thought they were going to be challenged here. They came in here and won 56-6 against Goebbels. They thought tonight was going to be a challenge, and it still could be. The Tigers, frankly, are not playing the way that they've done during the 4-game winning streak. They're reverting back to their 1-3 start that put them on the brink of being a playoff elimination. And right now, they got a lot of catching up to do to try to get maybe into the postseason. Harry Blackstone Jr. couldn't pull off the matching act like this, I don't think. First and 10 at the 49 after the timeout. Ball on the right hash. Goebbels moving left to right. Delay handoff back to throw. Hunt spins around. Phillips now keeps it right side. 35. Cuts to about the 30-yard line. And shoots. And Phillips recovers to make the tackle.
Right side on the keeper.
And with 18 seconds to go, Jim Wisely calls his third and final timeout after the 9-yard run to the 31. Actually, yeah, 9-yard run.
9-yard gain, second and one.
To the 31. So Goebbels has burned their 3 timeouts. And this is their most impressive drive of the game. 2 first downs already. That's their first two first downs of the game. But Saugatuck has taken advantage. Segovia with a touchdown run and a touchdown reception. Joe Koszelski, 2 touchdown runs. Blake Dunn threw a pass to Segovia for the score, ran a touchdown as well, and shoots with a TD run. And Joshua Shagway recovered a blocked punt from Damian Waldo in the end zone for a touchdown. Blake Dunn has handled extra point duties and has made 7 touchdowns. It would have been 49 if he made them all. So he's 4-7 on extra points. One was was a long situation because of an unsportsmanlike. Another was a muffed a snap. One he flat out missed. Second and 1 from the 39, and the gun is hot, and he rolls right to throw. Looks, throws deep, and it is caught by and shoots out of bounds. No. Anschutz interception at the Saugatuck 3. Alex Anschutz with the INT. Third takeaway for Saugatuck. 2 fumble recoveries and now an interception by Anschutz. And Saugatuck will set up shop at their own 4-yard line with 11 seconds to go here in the first half. An exclamation point on 24 minutes where Saugatuck outside of penalties was running rampant here at Goebbels High School. They'll spot the ball back at the 5 after the interception by Anschutz. Blake Dunn will go into the victory formation, should just kneel on it, and does. That's the end of the first half. Saugatuck with a banner first half. Enjoy a 46-0 lead here at Goebbels at halftime.
I'd like to announce
you're listening to Saugatuck football on 92.7
The Band
and 92.7 The Band.com.